From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Democrats in Arkansas don't hold any congressional seats or control any branch of government, but there are some spots on the electoral map, at least at the state legislative level, where the party hopes to make some advances. An open seat for the state House, HD 38, a district that narrowly turned Republican in 2014, is giving Democrats hope that they can make up for a lot of lost ground lost since the state's shift to the GOP. But first, Democrats have to settle who their nominee will be for the district containing parts of North Little Rock and Sherwood.
It starts at the 3040 interstate, goes up 107, which is also called JFK, up to Sherwood Golf Course.
Park Hill, Lakewood, Overbrook, a little bit of Sherwood, Indian Hills.
Kent Walker and Victoria Lee are both longtime residents and attorneys that are vying for the House seat. The incumbent is a Republican, vacating the seat to seek higher office. Political scientist Jay Barth of Hendricks College says it's a situation that encourages intra-party competition in a relatively quiet Democratic primary season outside of the presidential race.
You certainly are very likely to see primary contests when you have an open seat that really creates opportunities. You know, the North Little Rock district, which is a little bit more of a swing district, you know, this is going to be a real battle in the fall.
Barth says unlike many Republican primaries, there aren't any prevailing schisms within the Democratic Party that are playing out in local races. Lee and Walker both singled out pre-K education as a top priority.
I would work to implement a universal pre-K program, and I think ideally that would be part of our public school system, not part of a daycare type system, which is where most of our pre-K opportunities are.
Several things I'm really concerned about. Pre-K education, making sure we invest pennies in the beginning on children to thread the needle and make sure their education starts out in the right way versus the back end remedial education, which we have to spend significantly more sums of money.
Both of their plans would have to overcome opposition in the state legislature, where even cost of living adjustments to sustain existing pre-K programs have met some resistance in recent years. Tax cuts, on the other hand, have a good deal of support from legislative leaders. Walker is an opponent of tax increases, and he says that lowering income taxes is, quote, not my issue either, although he is interested in economic incentive packages that reduce taxes for businesses.
Tax incentives are something I'm in favor of. Capital investments to start new business. I mean, I think that if a business is going to invest capital, then I don't mind a short-term tax reduction for that investment. But the investment has to follow through. The jobs have to follow through.
He identified lowering rates for middle-income people as a tax change that she'd like to pursue.
Certainly, the middle class has taken a lot of hits the last several years, and income tax breaks would be incredibly beneficial to the middle class. We need to, you know, our middle class is shrinking.
Both candidates think the legislature should avoid trying to usurp courts on issues like abortion and LGBT rights. Lee calls herself a progressive.
I am pro-equality under the law. The law needs to apply to everyone equally. That's also a well-settled, not quite as well-settled as a woman's right to choose.
Walker says the progressive label doesn't quite fit him, though he doesn't want the state house to legislate on abortion or against any court wishes on LGBT issues. Instead, he'd prefer that both sides simply stop talking about social issues altogether, calling it a quagmire. He doesn't know if an issue like including gender identity and sexual orientation into state civil rights protections is a good idea. Lee supports that inclusion.
We all know that people in Arkansas are going to fight over it. In the day will be little to no resolution. So can you advocate? Sure. But I don't want that to be a focus of any campaign, frankly.
And such issues are likely to be overshadowed on March 1st. Political scientist Jay Barth says local politics are usually beyond the attention of voters, especially at the same time as a presidential contest. But Barth says a personal touch can go a long way in small races.
They're often about, you know, who's from what community, who has done what in their past political life or business life, then of course the consummate personality.
We'll leave that assessment to the locals. 19 House seats have primary contests, 4 are between Democrats. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.